Hello, sports fans. This is a new/old podcast. My name is Jason. I will be doing... I'm going to try to do this daily, but sometimes it's not going to be daily, so... Sports Gambling Distractions, it's called. Sorry, I'm going to lower my Caddyshack music background theme. Not even sure if that's allowed yet, probably not. Welcome to Sports Gambling Distractions from alldistractions.com. That's the name of the website I co-own. Now, first off, before I get into my picks or anything, I am part of a group of people who are in a bunch of pools called the All Sports Capping Contest. Now, if you would like to... Well, first off, we have a NASCAR 2024 pool happening right now. It's been going on. There's an upcoming PGA pool. I believe there's been talk of a 13-run pool, which is probably coming. So if you want to get into this or any of these pools, I guess you can reply to me here. I was going to say get in touch with Sam, but I don't know how the hell to do that. Okay, I'll leave a link in the description so you can get in touch with Sam, who runs these things. Now, sports for today, April 18th. Not a lot going on. Got baseball. So there's no NHL. Is there NHL today? Yeah, there might be, but I'm not touching NHL until the playoffs start. So there is also this weekend another NASCAR race, so I got that pulled up and ready to go. Okay, might as well start there since I mentioned NASCAR. Byron Blaney and Keselowski are all 10-1. Logano, Hamlin, and Elliott are 11-1. Bush Wallace, 15-1. And then, you know, there's a bunch of people. And everybody else. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, so I haven't had time to look at that yet or anything about NASCAR yet, except the first thing that I always look at, which is who won this race last year. And it was Kyle Busch. Blaney came in second. So, Busch is 15-1. Blaney is 10-1, one of the favorites. So, going to have to like Blaney there just based on that. And, you know, I don't really have time to look that up today. Maybe I'll talk about it more tomorrow. Yeah, why not, if I'm back and around. Okay. I was going to say baseball. Okay, the RBC Heritage is happening right now. I really wish I did this yesterday because... there's a few people I really like Cam Davis was 75-1. I don't know why. He's 100-1 right now. I don't understand why. Oh, well, of course he just loses his stroke as I literally said that. God damn you. Come on. Damn you. Okay, well, right now in the lead is Austin Eckroat. Don't know who the hell that is. JT Poston is 5-under, tied for the lead. It's incredibly early. So Spieth is up there, Thegala. I like Chris Kirk a lot. Also bet on him this week. Tony Finau I liked. He was kind of buried in the odds. Not much to talk about there. So let's get to baseball for today because it's really the only thing that's happening. And, okay. Now, for anyone new, I guess this is for everyone new since this is kind of a new thing that I'm doing. These were on my site, our site. My friend and I, I was just uploading them directly there, but then I had days off and had another daily podcast on the homepage, so whatever. The Angels have won 2 of 3 from the Devil Rays. They are plus 125 underdogs today, the Angels. Let me just make sure Trout is playing. Yes. Rendon, Trout, Ward, Sano, Griffin, Canning. Diaz is 2-for-8 against him. Pinto 0-for-3. Caballero 1-for-2. That's all. No one else has seen him. The other team has not. The Angels have not seen Ryan Pepio, who, gotta be honest, don't know a lot about this dude. I'm guessing he's young. I gotta look that up in a minute, but he's thrown 16 innings this year, given up 10 runs. 3 home runs, 5 walks, 20 strikeouts, 12 hits. dudes all over the place. 8.44 ERA, really good strikeout numbers. He actually pitched one out of three. He pitched one great game this year out of three games, and it was at Colorado. So this dude's a total weirdo. I mean, who has their best game at Colorado? Nobody, that's who. Last year, Pepio, 8 games, 3 starts, 2-1, 2.14, 0.76. Oh, shit. Okay, so he is a young dude, and damn, maybe he's legit. I mean, he's a Tampa guy, but whatever. For now, I am betting against him. Canning has been awful. Just disgusting. I was going to say, don't even look at his numbers, but I guess you have to. It's 13 innings, 15 earned runs, 12 strikeouts, 4 walks, like even that's not even 5. He's doing a 5 home runs in 3 games, which is pretty crazy. But he's not this bad. I mean, I know he's not a good pitcher, like, really, in any way, but last year, 7-8, 4.32, and a 1.24 whip, so, I mean, that was his first or longest season. He started 22 games. He had only started, 17 his rookie year, but he also actually had a decent season, 1.22 whip. Okay, so yeah, going with Canning, gonna hold my nose, just see what happens there. Don't love it. That's why I like doing this podcast, because I can say things like, yeah, I don't love this pick, as opposed to just writing and, you know, it's just kind of like stuck there and the end. If you're wrong, you're wrong, and everything kind of looks the same. So, okay, back to baseball, sorry. Tigers, okay, that's also what I call a 50-50 game. To me, I look at everything, and it comes out 50-50. It's a coin flip. I have no idea who's going to win. It could go either way. And so I usually always go with the underdog. I mean, there was a few things in here that scared me with Pepio. I think I'm saying it right. If not, whatever. But I don't like Tampa. I pretty much never liked Tampa's offense. Let's see. They have... Nobody has more than 2 home runs on their team right now. To put that, well, I don't know if it's to put it in perspective, but Mike Trout has 8 home runs, Jesus. Nobody else on. Rosario has 2 with 9 RBIs. Diaz has 10 RBIs. Ward has 21 RBIs. Trout has 11. Shit. Okay, yeah, so I like that pick. Moving on. Texas-Detroit. Another similar one where I don't like it. But Kent Maeda has pretty good numbers against the Texas lineup today. And I mean, he has a 1.27 whip this year after 2 or 3 games. Not terrible. 6 ERA is terrible, but I always go by the whip. He's facing Jack Leiter, who recently had his contract purchased. He's 23 years old. I can't find out a goddamn thing about this dude. Okay. The Rangers selected his contract from AAA on Thursday. Wow, just 2 hours ago. The Rangers are confident, are planning for him to make at least 1 start before heading back to the minors. But he could change minds if he pitches well. Okay, I'm pretty sure this is his first ever game. I can't find any stats about him here. He's 23 years old from Plantation, Florida. Shit, that's a rough name. Okay, so I like Detroit against Leiter, who I don't know. Who the hell knows what this dude's going to do? Sorry, I missed the odds on that game. Let me go back. I got a million things open here. Okay, this is about even on ESPN Bet, minus 105. I think Detroit is a bigger underdog on... DraftKings. So, okay, what else? Baseball. Cleveland-Boston. There's, like, no games I like today. This is another one. I'm not a fan. I try to dodge everything Carlos Carrasco does because he could be very good. He could be terrible. He started off the season pretty much exactly who he is, with a 1.66 whip and a 3.55 ERA. I feel like he's been a little lucky his entire career, and I don't know, maybe he just, that's how he is, like, he pitches out of danger a lot. Bernardino has not seen a lot of Cleveland, but everyone's like 0-1 or 0-2. Jimenez is 0-5 against him. And 1-2-3-4, a bunch of strikeouts. But as a Red Sox fan, I don't know about this dude. Don't trust him. I trust Carlos Carrasco is going to pitch like 6 innings today and not get destroyed. Even though that's might sound, even though that kind of goes against everything I just said. Okay, but Bernardino is, yeah, okay, I thought I was right about this. This is a bullpen game. Never take the Red Sox in a bullpen game. He's pitched twice this year. Yeah, he's pitched an inning there, an inning there. Yeah, he's pitched like, what, 4 games at least? 2 innings, 1.1, 1-1. All right, so this guy's going to pitch an inning or two. I don't know who the Red Sox have after him, so no doubt going with Cleveland here. Small underdogs. Or again, it looks like it's even on ESPN Bet now. Okay, Miami and the Cubs. Easy one. Love the Cubs. ESPN Bet has them 60-40. They're facing the Marlins, who are, what are they, 4-14? Sorry, just... The Marlins are now 4-15. Only 2-4 away. That's odd. Only 6 games, but they're away again. A.J. Puk. Puk. I don't know. A.J. Puk is starting. I thought this guy was absolutely terrible. But, well, okay, let me just go through his numbers. 0-3, 5.91 ERA, 2.44 whip. That is gross. But he's pitched 3 games. 2 innings against Pittsburgh, 4 runs, 4 innings against L.A., 4 runs, but only 2 earned. And he pitched decent against at Yankee Stadium. 4 2/3, 1 earned run. Ouch, 5 walks. Yeah, so this guy's a mess. I thought I saw something good about him, but yeah, 0-3. 8 strikeouts. Ugh, disgusting whip. That is nasty. And he is facing James Taillon. Sorry, Jameson Taillon. Taillon, whatever. Let's see, when was the last time he's pitched? I think it's his first time starting this season. Yeah, he was on the DL. Last year, 8-10, 4.84, but 1.28 whip, which, I mean, yeah, he's bad, but he's not terrible. Just looking at his last bunch of games of the season, 6 innings. I mean, he gave up no runs in 3 of his last 5 starts of, or 6 of last year. That means absolutely nothing because this is a new season and he's back and he's back from the injured list. See if I get any news on that fast. No. All right, whatever. I like the Cubs anyway, so. And one more. Arizona versus San Francisco. I like Ryan Nelson, who's starting for Arizona, but he's had a shit start to the year. 5.27 ERA, 1.6 whip. Whips like that really scare me. As they should. That's a terrible fucking whip. I mean, I really don't look at ERAs that much. Okay, last year, 8-8, 5.31 ERA, 1.42 whip. I mean, that's kind of oddly similar to where he's at right now. I guess maybe he is what he is, but he's also 26 years old, so I don't know. I thought he would have not a breakout, but I still think he's going to, I mean, what, he's 13 games into the goddamn season. Really, Mom? Jeez. Okay, sorry. Apologies to everyone, including my mom, for just getting mad there for a second. So, I think Ryan Nelson will pitch decent. I don't think he's going to get destroyed today, but he's facing Logan Webb, who is damn good this season. Well, he's pitched once at home, 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 Ks. He's pitched 3 times on the road, and his overall ERA, 3.8, high whip, 1.39. That's a bit high for him, very high for him. 12 strikeouts to 3 walks. Yeah, he's given him an odd amount of hits. So that's something to watch out for. Diamondbacks could possibly jump on him early, but I don't think I trust Nelson enough to not then re-blow the game. So Yeah, I like the Giants here, but this is a bad day for baseball, I think. There's really not much I love here. There's not one game I would say, yeah, I love that game. I'm going to bet the shit out of that game. I mean, maybe Detroit. I mean, I hate it because I'm a Red Sox fan, but I got to say Cleveland. I mean, the Red Sox on a bullpen day, I mean, Jesus, that's scary. No Devers. Okay, so that's that. I'm going to talk about the NHL a little bit. I guess I'll do that tomorrow or something when it's closer to the playoffs. But if anyone is making crazy early picks, I think the Capitals are crazy low at like 101 or 100 to 1 or something like that, 120 to 1. They have a young goalie who can get hot. I mean, that's all playoffs are about. Who the hell gets hot? When? How? Whatever. Okay, checking back in with Gomp before I head off for the day, and Justin Thomas, 2 under, should have thought about him. JT Poston leading, Siwoo Kim up there, Cameron Young, damn it, I took their own Cameron this week. Always happens, what are you going to do? And that is it for today. I'll be back soon. Again, if you want in those pools, leave a comment. Or get in touch with Sam on places where you can see his link. All right, peace.